So what is the difference between Shunyavad, Nirvisheshavad and Mayavad? Okay. Firstly, let's look at two different categories. Shunyavad and Nirvisheshavad. Shunya literally means void. Zero. Nirvishesha. Vishesha means qualities. Which is actually a very technical philosophical term. And I'll come to that a little later. But let's focus first. And let's keep the definition simple as qualities. So Shunyavad means the ultimate absolute truth is a void. Now of course Buddhist philosophy is also very complex. You know, once because what happens in the Buddhist theologians, Buddhist philosophers, they tried to establish their philosophy and they went into a lot of complexities. Now the complexity often ends in incoherence. So their idea of Shunya, they say Shunya is not non-existence. They say the Shunya is the existence beyond existence and non-existence. Now what does that mean? They say you figure it out. So it's basically a huge amount of word jugglery. But suffice it to say that they have the conception that we have to give up all desires. In that sense, we have to create a Shunya or a vacuum in our consciousness. Now after that what happens? There are different Buddhist scholars, Buddhist philosophers who have different ideas about it. So for example, Nirvana is like the extinguishing of a candle. Our consciousness is like a candle, the flame of a candle. And when we extinguish a candle, the illumination goes off. So like that, our consciousness gets extinguished. But some Buddhist philosophers argue that actually, even if the candle is extinguished, the energy that was there, the energy continues to exist. So like that, they say consciousness continues to exist at some other level. But essentially, their focus is on that asha hi paramam dukkham, nairashya paramam sukham. That desire is the cause of suffering, therefore give up desire and you will become free from suffering. So their idea is that we should give up all desires. So in a simplified sense, our acharya has explained that shunya means void. And we just drain our consciousness of all desires and what remains? There may be something else will emerge, but that is not the mainstream Buddhist understanding. So shunyavad is basically empty our consciousness of all substance. Not only empty our consciousness of all substance, because for them, they have no conception of a soul as the locus of consciousness. They, as I said, Buddhists don't have a conception of a soul as the locus or the source of consciousness. So when you empty, call consciousness what remains? In one sense, nothing remains. So in that sense, it is like a and like a philosophy of nothingness. So Shunyavad is basically the sort of, basically we end our existence to end our suffering. But an ending of existence is not a ending of physical existence by committing suicide. It is the end of, they also understand that desires are what cause transmigration. So when we end desires, then our transmigration ends and in a sense our existence also ends. So Shunyavad is basically end of all existence in a simplified sense. Now, Nirvisheshavad is a term which is used to describe Advaitavad. What Shankaracharya taught was technically called as Advaitavad. Advaitavad, Dvaita is two-ness. Advaita is there is no two-ness. So in English it is translated as non-dualism. So they accept that duality is there in our present reality. Yes, you are there, I am here. There is a teacher and there is a taught. But in conclusion, we go beyond duality to non-duality. That is Advaitavad. Now, how does this... So, if the absolute truth is ultimately Advaita, then where does the Dvaita come from? Where does the two-ness come from? So, there have been multiple schools of thought following Shankaracharya, because when Shankaracharya taught, at that time he taught Advaitavad, but subsequently there were other Vaishnava philosophers who refuted Shankaracharya's philosophy. And actually there were also some Shaivite personalists also. They also refuted Shankaracharya. But the point is Advaitavad was refuted. So subsequent generations of Advaitins, when they wanted to defend his Advaitavad, they came up with two broad schools of thought. One is, they call it as Pratibimbavad. And the other is Mayavad. So Pratibimbavad, so Advaitavad has two branches, Pratibimbavad and Mayavad. Pratibimbavad is the idea that just as there may be one moon in the sky, but we can see many moons in many puddles or in many pots filled with water. And if the water in the puddles or the water in the pot shakes, then the moon reflection also gets distorted. So like that, there is only one absolute truth, there is one Brahman, but in the reflection we see many different jivas who think that they are separate. But so this is Pratibimbavad. But Pratibimbavad raises the question, you know, in what is the Pratibimba happening? You know, isn't it? If Brahman is all that exists, ekam Brahman tyanasti, there's only Brahman that exists, then there has to, if there is a reflection, and even if there is a distorted reflection, there has to be some medium in which reflection is happening. So Pratibimbavad is a little difficult to sustain. So the other school of thought which came up was called as Mayavad. Mayavad is the idea that the whole conception of two-ness is Maya. The whole conception of duality is Maya. So, in the act of consciousness, there are three things. There is the subject of consciousness. So, for example, if I am looking at Divya Prabhu, so I am the subject of consciousness. That means I am observing. And there is a stream of consciousness which is going from me to him. And he is the object of my consciousness. So, in any act of conscious perception, there is a subject of consciousness, there is a stream of consciousness, and there is the object of consciousness. So, Mayavad holds that this entire thing, there is the whole idea of subject of consciousness and object of consciousness. Both are false. So, all that exists in reality is simply the stream of consciousness. So, they say, aisa dhyan karna chahiye, ki kaun dhyan kar raha hai, और किसका ध्यान कर रहा है इसका भी ध्यान नहीं रहना चाहिए. Now, in principle, this is true. We also want to become absorbed like that. We also want to become absorbed like that. But there is one thing that we forget that we are absorbed in something. But that doesn't mean our existence is dissolved. We do exist, but we forget ourselves. That is the meaning of absorption. But absorption of being is not dissolution of being. Absorption of being is not dissolution of being. In fact, even for absorption, there has to be a subject who will get absorbed. Without that, there cannot be absorption. So Mayavad holds that the whole concept of subject and object, both are illusion. So that means the bhakta is an illusion, Bhagwan is an illusion. It's only the stream of consciousness between the two that is the reality. This is Mayavad. Now, Nirvisheshavad is a term which the Vaishnavacharyas have used to contrast the concept of Vishay and its absence in Advaitavad. So, Vishesha is something similar to Achintya, which is Vishesha is a term which is used, as far as I remember, by Vyasatirtha. Vyasatirtha was one of the most prominent Acharyas in the Madhva Sampradaya. He used it first to explain Madhva's philosophy. And Baldev Vidyabhushan used it for the first time in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya in his Govinda Bhashya commentary of the Vedanta Sutra. So, Vishesha means, he says, what is the relationship between an object and its quality? So, for example, fire burns. Now, when I say fire burns, like what Prabhupada explains as dharma. Dharma is an inalienable characteristic of something. Something that makes that thing, that thing. So it is the burning capacity that makes fire into fire. So now when we say fire burns, so we cannot have a conception of fire without its burning property. At the same time, fire and burning are two different things. If they are two entirely one thing, then we could just say fire. Or we could say burns, but it won't make sense. We say fire burns, then it makes proper sense. So, burning is a vishesha of fire. Burning is a quality of fire. And the quality is in one sense one and in another sense different. So, similarly, what the Vaishnavacharya explains that Bhagavan is Sachitananda. At the same time, he has many qualities. qualities which are his vishesha. And those qualities are one and different from him. There is vishesha. But the Advaitins hold that the absolute truth, Brahman, is a non-differentiated, homogeneous oneness. So their idea is the absolute truth does not have personality, the absolute truth does not have activities, the absolute truth does not have qualities, the absolute truth does not have relationships, the absolute truth is simply a non-differentiated oneness. So that means their absolute truth does not have vishesh. That is the conception of these people. So in one sense, so Advaitavad is the original name of the doctrine. Then within the Advaitavad there are two branches. There is Pratibimbavad and Mayavad. There are many others also, but others did not become so prominent. And among these two, the most prominent has been Mayavad. So generally the Vaishnava Acharyas, while referring to it, the whole Advaitavad, they often refer to it as Mayavad itself. And it's not just Vaishnava Acharyas. Actually Mayavadis, they themselves refer to themselves as Mayavadis also. So, and that's why the Advaitins, when they refer to themselves, they refer to the opposite of Maya is Tattva. So they call themselves as Tattvavadis. So now, from the philosophical perspective of the Vaishnavas, where the Brahman has Vishesh, so then a name given for that same Advaitavad is Nirvisheshavad. So Advaitavad and Nirvisheshavad are the same, and Mayavad is a subdivision of Nirvisheshavad. So Shunyavad is a different category entirely itself. Shunyavad is non-Vedic, whereas Advaitavad is a misunderstanding of the Vedantic teachings. Is it clear? So.